Episode 78 of Outlander Cast is brought to you by Outlander Destiny Dice, the new Outlander board game by Toy Vault. In Outlander Destiny Dice, players compete to unite Claire and Jamie in spite of the cruel forces working against them, playing quickly and keenly to be first to navigate their fate in their favor. Go to ToyVault.com now to learn about their exciting fan favorite products, including Outlander Destiny Dice. Listeners of this show may use exclusive promo code OutlanderCast to receive 10% off their entire purchase of their online store. All the way from Cranston, Rhode Island, welcome to Outlander Cast. It's a podcast dedicated to the show Outlander on Starz. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I'm your host, Mary Larson.
My name's Blake, and I got a hankering.
A hankering for a hunk of what?
I got a hankering for a hunk of Outlander. Big hunk of Outlander news.
You know what? You and the entire world feels that same way because the Droughtlander struggle could not be more real, right?
Oh, my word. I know it feels like it should be April, like when it's coming back.
Uh-huh.
But it's not coming back till September,
no.
I guess.
And you know what? It's funny. You know, there's, of course, the phrase in Game of Thrones, winter is coming. And I'm joking because winter is actually going to come to Game of Thrones before Outlander even comes back. Winter is finally going to come to Game of Thrones. My gosh. So,
man.
You know, to make the time a bit more pleasant and enjoyable, the Outlander cast crew has brought so many fun things to you in the blog. Mm-hmm. We have tons of different blog posts going up. We have people down in South Africa where filming is taking place. And today we have decided to do something new. And I'm really, really excited about this. We're going to be talking with our news editor from the Outlander cast blog, Anne Gavin, who is going to help catch us all up on the latest goings on of Outlander. So if you have been under a rock, away from the internet, away from Twitter, and away from blogs, this stuff's all going to be new to you.
Right. And you know what? You may not be like a total nerd like us. I mean, granted, you are listening to a podcast about Outlander when Outlander is not in season. So that may not apply to you. But regardless, you may not be a total nerd. You may not be totally up to date with all the brand new news that has come out. And we figure, you know what? Let's all talk about what we know. And then that way going forward, we're all up to date on the same page here. But what's going to happen?
So without further ado, we have Anne Gavin. Anne, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys. And you know what? News editor is another way of saying the Outlander cast staff writer with no life who spends all of her free time on the interweb searching for Outlander news. So that's me. That's what I do.
I love it. And we are so thankful.
Thank you guys for having me. This will be fun.
No, awesome. So, you know, and let's just get it out of the way. I mean, just so in case somebody doesn't know, I don't know how they don't know, but if they don't, what are we talking about for the premiere of season three? When do you think this is going to happen? Or at least has it been announced?
Well, the actual date, as you guys know, has not been announced, but we're talking September. That's what, you know, has been told to us by our friends at Starz. And I was really kind of, it's kind of funny afterwards, there was a lot of people online who were starting to calculate based on the fact that on March 3rd, Starz started playing episode one, season one, every Friday night at 9 o'clock. And so people started counting from that episode through the 16 episodes of the first season and the 13 episodes of the second season and came up with this date of September 24th. Because as you know, this year, Outlander is going to come back on a Sunday night, not a Saturday night. So all of us at the blog have been thinking, maybe that's right. You know, there may be some breaks. I know last season, they did a break around 4th of July. But, you know, that seems like as good a time as any. It seems like way too close to October for me. and then we had a blog post up about the five stages of Outlander grief, I guess, was maybe a week ago. And I went from accepting to denial again, because as you guys may know, most of our, probably our listeners know, the My Peak Challenge that Sam Heughan is involved in, they announced that they're having their big weekend in Scotland, September 23rd and 24th. And I was like, what? Because most of those people are Outlander watchers and they're going to be in somewhere in Scotland. And how could they have the premiere that same weekend?
Yeah.
So I don't know. So it could be, it's not October.
So it could be end of September then.
Yeah, it could be like the last weekend in September.
That would make sense.
And possibly.
What I was saying earlier is, you know, I feel like the farther away they get from like August, July and August, the better, because Game of Thrones is coming back on HBO in right. I believe it's August, right?
Yes, August. And it will be, of course, their final season. So,
well, no, it's the second to last season.
Oh,
but still, but it,
winter is still coming.
But the problem, though, is, you know, Outlander is going to be on the same day as Game of Thrones. And I imagine it's still going to be at the same time, too, right? 9 o'clock on Sundays.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think there are some folks that were speculating that at the that Game of Thrones will actually wrap prior to Outlander coming on.
Yeah.
And so maybe there's some calculus about that as well. And then there's some folks who also looked at Star's schedule, and they've got the White Queen coming on and trying to figure out when all those series start and end and when Outlander will sort of fit in. But I think it's going to be, you know, the very end of September. If not, you know, if it's not the 24th, then it'll be the following weekend, which is way too close to October for me.
Yeah.
which know, means we've actually waited quite some time for Outlander season three. Like, I remember when they first announced it, you know, Matt Roberts on Twitter or Instagram was like, oh, yeah, don't worry, it's coming a lot sooner than y'all think. Don't worry about it. And then all of a sudden, now it's the end of September, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure Matt regrets saying that at this point.
Yeah, because he boxed himself in.
He did, and I think he had a lot of fans pretty angry, and you know how fans get on Twitter sometimes. I don't think it was very pretty that day that the news came out, because people went back to what he said and started, like, harassing him. So, you know, the dark side of Outlander fandom. But, yeah, I'm sure he regrets having said that. But, you know, the guy tries so hard to give people any little tidbit of anything, so I can't fault him. But yeah, I think it's going to be end of September, folks. Not good.
Not good at all. But I do not love good. The fall, and you know, I, as much as I love Outlander in the spring, I don't know, the fall's when I'm just ready to buckle down and have a dram and watch some good TV.
With
so
the fireplace.
Yeah, and I'm going to be selfish.
Always the optimist. Always the optimist, Mary.
That's me. Well, we have a big Highland Games Festival, the weekend of the 24th. So selfishly, I didn't want it to happen that weekend, or if I did, I'd have to make sure that the pub that is at Loon Mountain could show Outlander. So if it doesn't come out the 24th, I won't have to worry about wearing two hats at the same time.
Hey, here's an idea what we could do. If we are at the Highland Games and the pub does show it, we can record our episode live at the pub at the Highland Games.
I think that would be amazing. And yet a lot of hats at once, idea. But that would be so perfect.
I think
so,
that'd be fun.
If it does turn out to be the 24th, we'll be in a pretty sweet spot for that.
And I think we should have another clan gathering too, just like we did for last season, where all the writers got together and we all did the podcast pre and post.
I love it.
Oh yeah. Just have a few beers and then talk Outlander.
So even though our season three, we have a while to wait. We do have some new information about the new cast. Can you tell us a little bit about them?
Well, there's been a few rumors of some folks, and we did see a few new characters or a few of the newer characters show up when they were still filming in Scotland. Yes, there is going to be a Mr. Willoughby, and he was spotted a little bit when they were filming in Edinburgh on the Royal Mile. So they kept that under wraps for quite some time, I'm guessing, because of the sort of controversial nature of him. Mm-hmm. But it looks like there is a Mr. Willoughby. Young Ian was cast. We saw him in Scotland when they were still filming. The only new cast person that I've seen, and this is a little bit of a stretch, but it's, and close your ears, Blake, the Jamaican the guy, the overseer, the Jamaican overseer,
yeah,
was apparently cast, but not officially by Stars. So that was kind of going around last week, that this fellow was cast. So, but I have not heard of anybody else, unless you guys have. Mary, have you heard?
No, you know, I don't know if, I don't know how people can keep quiet for so long, especially with this fandom, because this fandom, everyone is a Sherlock Holmes, I feel like, on Twitter. People really are able to figure out a lot of things. So maybe the cast has just been told, anyone who's new, to really be social media silent, because they have to wait until September. So I'll be excited when we do get to find out who else has joined the cast, because we have a whole bunch of people.
I know that Caesar Domboy and Lauren Lyle, who play the grown-up Fergus, and Marsali, or I guess it's now pronounced Marsali, I don't know. Marsley, Parsley, I don't know. They are in South Africa. They're in South Africa, and they were spotted hiking Table Mountain with Sam and Katrina last weekend. So they're there filming. Now, Lotta Verbeek, she was in L.A. this weekend because I saw her on Twitter. She was at some party in L.A. She did do some filming in Scotland. And, you know, again, Blake, close your ears. I think she's going to have to do some filming in South Africa, but I don't think she's anywhere near South Africa right now. But I guess they're going to be there through June. That's what
that's a lot of time.
And this is the chick that plays Galus, right?
Correct. Galus Duncan. Yep.
Yep. Okay.
So, or Gillian Edgars. But yes, Galus Duncan. But yeah, they're going to be filming in South Africa, I think, through June. So they just started, and I know it looks like they're filming just during the week, because most weekends it looks like the cast has off, and they've been posting, you know, social media their activities. And I think this weekend Sam went cycling or something and didn't eat enough and had to stop because he hadn't eaten enough. I don't know.
Oh, the woes of being Sam Heughan. They're like, all right, calm down, guy. You're like stupid hot, and you got a body that, like, calm down. You haven't eaten a cupcake in about 2 years. Relax. Okay. Yeah, that's what I want to say.
Well, and then I got a kick out of there was, and this was in Jane Coleman, our writer's social media roundup that she did about what they've been doing in South Africa. There was a fan photo of Sam and Katrina in a shopping mall in South Africa, right by, I noticed in the background, it was like a GNC. And Sam had a bag, so I'm sure he was going and picking up his protein powder for his nut butter shakes or whatever the heck.
Getting his creatine in.
With his cookie nibs. But yeah, he was. They were standing outside a GNC, so I'm like, oh, they have GNC in South Africa. Okay. But yeah, they were spotted, and some fans saw them, and Sam had a big smile on his face. Kat looked like, I can't believe these people
found me in a mall.
These outlander freaks, what are they doing? Hey, you know, you've talked about South Africa a couple of times, and I wanted to get into that. What do we have for shooting sites? Like, I know we've already talked about South Africa. Are they doing any shooting in Scotland at all, or is it all elsewhere?
No, I think they're going to be in South Africa now pretty much for the duration of the filming for season 3. They've completed all their Scotland filming. I'm sure that they'll go back and do pickup scenes and probably out of the studio. But they're in South Africa doing filming. And I know Matt Roberts was scouting locations in South Africa last week. He apparently, I don't know how this happens. I don't know if he needs better guides when he's out there, but he came across some freaking cobra and like took pictures of it when he was scouting. God. I'm like, oh, on the snakes. So yeah, they're going to be in South Africa, I think, Blake, now for another couple of months, and all the filming's going to be there. They do have a pretty nice looking studio outside of Cape Town that we've talked about in some of our blog posts that was used by Black Sails, which is another Stars property. And they're going to be retrofitting some of the Black Stars, our Black Sails ships, and using those. And then the studios are quite large, and so they're probably going to be doing some indoor shooting there and then some location shoots. But unfortunately, I think they're done with Scotland unless they go back and do some pickups out of the studio in Cumbernauld at this point.
Wow. So any rumors of any like dark horses, like last time they were, they were filming in what was it, Czechoslovakia or something, or where were they? Oh, they were in Prague. Yeah. They were in Prague.
Yeah. They went to Prague to do the Paris scenes. No, I don't, I mean, not that I've heard. I think they have, they let a lot of the studio staff go, when they left Scotland to go to South Africa. They took apparently a small group of people from, you know, from the studios with them, but they, you know, I don't want to say fired, but I mean, they basically said your services are no longer needed for the next couple of months. Mm. So they picked up and just moved everybody there. I think they're in South Africa. I don't think they're going to go anywhere else. I think they're going to do whatever they need to do there, per the story. And they've got, I think they're saving themselves some money by using the black sail sets and the ships. So that's good. But no, I don't think they're going to be doing anything else. I think they're there, and hopefully by June they'll be wrapped up. And I think, you know, obviously they'll be back in LA in July for Comic-Con. I know Outlander announced, or Starz announced, that they would have a panel at Comic-Con in San Diego in July.
Oh, good.
Assuming the whole group will be out there, so Sam and Katrina and Ron and.
Do you have any information on for those of us who are going to Comic-Con for the mega nerds? Do you have any information on whether or not there's like a certain hall? Like I know like the huge ones in like Hall H, but they have like Hall B and Hall C. Do you know anything about that yet?
You know, I was reading some stuff on social media last week about Comic-Con. Apparently, it's like really, really, really hard to get tickets to that thing. Mm-hmm. They have not actually released the tickets yet. I was on the website last week and just checking it out. They haven't announced the schedule as yet either. But apparently it's just really tough to get the tickets. So I don't know. There's some people that must have their ways about it. And I'm sure there'll be lots of people who say they have tickets and maybe selling them. I don't know. I've never been to a con. Have you guys ever been to a Comic-Con or anything like that?
No, but I desperately want to go. We tried to go to the one, the final Lost season, but we couldn't get the time to go. But I've been dying to go so bad.
I don't know. That seems like a lot of crowds.
It is. It is a lot. Well, if anyone does end up getting in tickets for it, and wants to be a little bird for us over at Comic-Con for the Outlander Cast blog, please be sure to reach out to us, because we would love any information about the events. Just putting that little bug in everyone's ears.
We'll be looking for a Outlander Cast blog guest contributor to report on the San Diego Comic-Con, because my guess is that is where we will see the season 3 trailer, because they have a history of doing that. They didn't go to Comic-Con last year. Outlander did not. But the year before they did, and that's when they released the trailer for season 2.
Yep.
So I'm betting that that's what will happen. They're going to have to do something big. I mean, it would be weird if they didn't. And I think that's probably where they'll release the trailer.
Right. Yeah, because it's showing season 2, the trailer for season 2 debuted in February. And season 2 like itself debuted, what, in April of last year? Was that? Yeah, April 9th last year. So we're looking at least... So the first trailer for season 2 debuted in February, then March happened, and then it was April 9th. So, I mean, it's reasonable to assume that if we're talking about a September release date, we're August, July, yeah, July would make sense for a season 3 trailer to come out.
And then last year was the year they didn't go to Comic-Con. The year before was when it was a similar premiere. It was an April premiere, like season 2 was season 1, or season 1 part B was an April premiere. Yep. And in the Comic-Con in that year in July, they released the trailer for season 2.
Well, so, I think if they know what they're doing, and I'd like to think that they do, they will premiere something at Comic-Con, because you get a ton of eyes, you have a ton of publicity, free publicity at that. And even if the footage does leak, what the hell do they care? Because they're premiering it at Comic-Con. And if anything, it would garner more eyes to their cause. And let's also be honest too. I mean, if we're in Comic-Con, that lends a little bit of credence to your IP. I mean, the fact that you have a panel there, only the most major shows and movies are at Comic-Con. That's the most important place for major IPs to go. And I think they should release something there.
Well, I know that...
And the incredible amount of press that are there, that are covering, the last time that Outlander was there, they were in back-to-back-to-back-to-back interviews, either radio or television or... Yeah, so, and we got all of that from them when they were there. So I think they're going to have to do something big at Comic-Con. My guess is they will. And, we might see, hopefully between now and then we'll see something, whether it's, video or photos or interviews. I think there's a couple of reporters that generally have covered Outlander who are traveling to South Africa, Lynette Rice, which she works for Entertainment Weekly. She's done a lot of Outlander stuff. She has actually a radio show on Sirius about Outlander, and she did the Entertainment Weekly Pop Fest. She did the panel with Diana Cabaldon. She's in South Africa, or she was last week, and she was tweeting about being on the set and being on some of the ships. So my guess is she's probably doing an interview, which Stars will release or will authorized to be released at some point in the next couple of weeks or months. But yeah, let's hope they're going to do something, little tidbits here and there, some behind the scenes photos or costumes or whatever. But I mean, it's been pretty quiet. I mean, there hasn't been really a whole lot of news about what is actually being filmed at this point. Usually the directors or the producers like Matt will talk about, hey, we're filming block, whatever. And there really hasn't been any of that. So I'm not sure why that is, but they're just not giving us anything.
Right. Well, it's definitely so added suspense.
Yes.
Well, I know, we're talking about Comic-Con in San Diego. And of course, they just recently had in Seattle the Emerald City Comic-Con. But before we talk about that and new writers, we just need to take a quick little break. We wanted to remind you that today's episode of Outlander Cast has been brought to you by Outlander Destiny Dice. It's a new Outlander board game by Toy Vault. In Outlander Destiny Dice, players compete to unite Claire and Jamie in spite of the cruel forces working against them, playing quickly and keenly to be the first to navigate fate in their favor. Toy Vault is the manufacturer behind many great licensed games and products, including Outlander, The Princess Bride, Jim Henson's Labyrinth, and The Dark Crystal. Go to toyvault.com now to learn about their exciting fan-favorite products, including Outlander Destiny Dice. Listeners of OutlanderCast may use the exclusive promo code OutlanderCast. I know, it's very creative and very difficult to remember. Just that, guys. OutlanderCast will receive 10% off your entire purchase in the online store. Again, that is toyvault.com with the exclusive code OutlanderCast at checkout.
I got to tell you, this game, the Outlander dice game, it's legit. It looks like a real, first of all, a really good time. You get to roll the dice. You get to play certain characters like Blackjack or like they had this thing called the Dark Characters.
Yeah.
And it looks like Leg Hair is one of them.
Leg Hair. Good old Leary. Oh, poor thing is dark. Well, it definitely is a fun game. And let's be real. Outlander is going to be long. So check it out at toyvault.com. Blake and I are probably going to try it, except Blake often cheats when we play games. So
We don't play games with couples anymore or anybody because I cheat. I want to win. Cheaters want to win the most.
You are like Galus.
That's how that rolls. Okay, let's get back to it. That's what we got.
All right. So the Emerald City Comic Con. I know a bunch of friends on the West Coast were able to go, and we had a fellow clan Outlander cast clan member go to the ECC for us. And Anne, can you tell us a bit more about what was learned and seen at the Emerald City Comic Con?
Yeah, so we had a member of the Outlander cast clan gathering Facebook page, a woman named Erica Schmale, who actually lives in the Bay Area in San Francisco. She went up to Emerald City Comic Con and did a really great post on the blog about basically her desire to meet Katrina Balfe. It was really sweet. She wrote Katrina a letter, had an autograph session with her and a photo, and great story. So if you haven't read it, check it out. But Kat and Sam did a panel that day, and I have to say, I mean, I always get a little nervous sometimes at these panels because fans tend to ask like the same questions over and over. And I thought the questions were really great. They were very, you know, very interesting, things I hadn't heard before. You know, I think everybody that was in that auditorium and watching online was waiting for some sort of news about season three. And Sam and Kat definitely had their marching orders from Outlander stars because they really were not able to answer some of the questions that were asked. They were, I think, asked at one point to, through body language, answer a couple of questions about, I think one of them was, you know, is the print shop scene similar to the books? And the body language seemed to indicate that yes, it was, but they were very generous. I mean, I think they spent about an hour answering questions from fans, and not a lot of new news. I just think they were basically sworn to secrecy and did not answer any like really probing questions about season three. But, you know, I'm always impressed with how generous those two are with fans. I mean, they stood, I think, for several hours on 2 days, Friday and Saturday, taking photos, signing autographs with, you know, literally hundreds of fans, including our guest contributor for the blog, and were gracious. And I mean, all the way around. I mean, sometimes you'll hear little stories about somebody was rude or a star wasn't very nice or they were diva-ish, but you know, you never hear those stories about these two. I don't know how they do it. I really don't. They are so generous with their time, and there was, you know, pictures all over the internet of folks who had taken photos with them, and it looked like a great time. A lot of Outlander fans obviously were there for Sam and Katrina, and yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I've never been to a con. I'm not really sure it's my cup of tea, but, you know, people love it. There was folks who wore costumes and had a great time with it. So more power to them. I think that's great. And, it was nice to see the two of them together because Sam and Katrina hadn't actually done a fan event in a really long time. I mean, Sam's done a couple, but the two of them together have not been together for quite some time. So it was great. It was really good to see them together.
So we talked about Sam and Katrina. Are there any other returning actors? I mean, like, I know obviously Tobias is going to be there, but are we going to see Richard Rankin again and the girl who plays Bree? Are these people returning to the show?
Yes, I always have to remember that Blake has not read the books.
Bless his heart.
Yeah, and Sophie will be back. They have already been doing some filming. They did some filming in Scotland. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mary, but they're not going to be in anything over in South Africa, any of the filming that's being done in South Africa. They both were recently at, there was some awards in London, the Empire Awards, and they were actually at that together and had some photos taken together, the two of them. I think they came separately. Don't get started on any shipping, please, people. But but there were some really cute photos of them together. But yeah, they'll be back in season two. I think most of their filming for season two or season three, excuse me, has already been completed. I don't think they're going to be doing any filming in South Africa. But yeah, they'll be back. We already mentioned that. Lottie Verbeek, who plays Gaylis Duncan, she will be back in season three. She has already done some filming. Question mark about Duncan Lacroix, whether we will see him again. Hopefully we will, at least for a little bit. And then we know there is a grown-up Fergus, and he's been cast and is already filming and is in South Africa along with Lauren Lyle, and Nell Hudson, who plays Leary McKenzie, she will also be back and has already done some filming. So
I'm sure it's much to everybody's chagrin.
You know, unfortunately, we'll be missing some of our Gonlanders, including Graham McTavish, which makes me very sad.
Yes.
He will not be back, but Yeah, there'll be some familiar faces coming back, and then there'll be, I think, a bunch of new faces that we'll see in South Africa and the filming that's done there.
So it looks like, too, we will also be missing one other person, someone very special to my heart.
Oh, do tell.
It's my boy. This is like on record, too.
I thought Matt B. Roberts was your boy.
No. Well, first of all, Richard Kahan. He and I are boys.
I feel like you say to everyone that we get to talk to that they're your boys. So, all right. So, who's your real boy?
Meryl and I have the Boston connection.
Okay.
Clearly. Right, so, like, she's my BFF.
Okay.
But Richard is my boy.
Okay.
And via Richard, okay, Ira Stephen Bear is also my boy.
Okay.
All right. It's kind of like by association. He's my boy by association.
Okay.
All right. So, the problem is that Ira's not coming back this season.
I know.
And my little birdies tell me that it was a completely, like, okay, mutual thing. Like, it was, he wanted to go on. It was timing issues, essentially. He had other projects he wanted to work on.
Okay.
It wasn't like, oh, screw you guys, I'm out of here. It was just like, okay, I'm going to go work on other projects. And
well, I think what he brought to the table, he really accomplished. And I love all of the little extra things. Like, he was able to really flesh out the Rupert and Angus bromance.
Yeah.
And, you know, he played a real integral role with Blackjack scenes. So I really, I'm thankful for what he was able to bring to the table. How do you feel about this, Anne?
You know, there were some episodes that Ira wrote that I really, really liked. And then there were some that I didn't really like. But, you know, he really had a passion for Outlander, and, you know, he was such an interesting guy. And, you know, I'm sad that he's not coming back. I wish that he was still doing a couple episodes. I think if Outlander continues, I think we'll see him again. You know, he and Ron are such big buddies, and I think he really enjoyed the project. But, you know, we forget sometimes. I mean, these people have, you know, lives beyond, you know, Outlander. This is their work. You know, they do lots of different things. And, you know, I'm sure that that's the case, that he wanted to go do some other things and timing just wasn't working out for him to do Outlander. But, you know, I'm sad he's not coming back. I mean, he was an interesting character. He brought a lot, I think, to some of the episodes that he wrote and directed. And, you know, I think he'll be missed. But, you know, we have a lot of new people. We have a lot of new writers. We have a lot of new directors. And I don't really know a lot about them. So I'm looking forward to learning about these folks and what they've done before.
Well, and that's why you got me, girlfriend, because they actually, I'm not sure about the directors yet, because I don't think they've announced directors, but they have announced new writers. And they actually added 4 new writers to the staff. Richard Kahan was not one of them. He's still a writer's assistant. And I got to say, again, because he's my boy, I was a little upset about that. I felt like his episode, Untimely Resurrection, was an absolute stellar episode, one of the finer ones of season 2. But regardless, they've added 4 writers. Luke Schellas, he wrote on The Good Wife and Law and Order. Actually wrote on Smallville and Touched by an Angel as well. Karen Campbell, her writer's accomplishments aren't as good. She's written some pretty garbage TV. She wrote Unforgettable, Covert Affairs.
That's a really harsh thing to say. It's garbage TV.
Well, I mean, it's just the TVs that... Okay, it's not my personal opinion. It's just been critically panned.
Okay,
put it that way.
That makes me feel a lot better, because if we ever get to speak to these people, I don't want them to say, that's the guy that said garbage.
Yeah, and she also wrote on... she actually served as a staff writer on later seasons of Dexter, in the final couple of seasons. They also have Joy Blake. She wrote on The Ghost Whisperer and 1 episode of Heroes in season 2. And then the final one is actually a new writer. She serves mainly as an executive story editor for all of her shows, on like Harry's Law, the one with what the hell's her name? The girl from Misery, Kate. What's her name? Kathy Bates. There you go. She also served as story editor on ER and the new version of Dragnet as well. But she actually wrote 2 episodes of Rain and 4 episodes of Revenge. So those are our 4 new writers.
Wow.
3 women and 1 guy.
Very cool.
Yeah. So they'll have plenty of credits. And you know, it makes sense. You need 4 people to replace the immeasurable
unbelievable man of Ira Stephen Bear. I mean, that goes without saying, you know, that's the way that I feel, at least. No, you don't think so?
Yes, sure. Sure.
He's incomparable. The man's a genius.
Yes. Yes, he is. And you also have a fanboy.
I get a little bit of a fanboy crush on him. I'm not going to lie.
So now that we've gotten that great update, have there been any other things, Anne, that you've noticed on social media that just give insight or things just to pass the time during Droughtlander?
Oh gosh, it's an interesting world, social media, especially Twitter, I have to say. But Sam found a new gym. How's that? Is that good news?
I like
he
it.
He posted last week that he has been working out at a gym in South Africa. So, my peak challenge is now a year-round deal for Sam and for his associates on this project. So he is posting a lot of inspirational tweets for all the thousands of folks who've signed up for my peak challenge. And I guess he did announce last week as well that they've raised $500,000 already. And I believe last year they topped out around $375,000. So he's already well over what they raised last year. And of course they raised money for Bloodwise, which is a charity that supports research for blood cancers. So that was great news. But yeah, he has apparently found a new gym and a new trainer that he's been working with. And so that was big news last week. And boy, we're really scraping the bottom of the barrel when we're looking for any kind of news about Outlander when we find out that Sam's going to a new gym.
Well, since there's a lack of news.
Yeah, no, I think we covered a lot of Matt Roberts' scouting expeditions, and he's been posting some beautiful photos of South Africa and some of the scenery and the beaches and the sunsets. And it's been nice. He's been quiet, though. I noticed I actually logged on this morning to see if he'd been posting anything over the weekend, and he's been kind of quiet. So, not enough news. Not enough news of Outlander. It's tough.
Are there any rumors out there that are
real,
making their way because there's a lack of news? Have you found that there are things that people are talking about that we can say are not news and are not real,
or at least not confirmed to be real?
Okay,
it's the rumor mill. That's what we're talking about here.
Yeah,
the rumor mill. Well, I was online and I said somebody was talking about, there's only going to be 10 episodes in season 3. And I was like, what? Because it was quite some time ago that I think Ron and several others had said, no, they're going to do this 13. So that was going around and I saw some folks that wrote about it. But Meryl Davis thankfully put that to bed and somebody tweeted and asked her, is that true? And she said, no, it's 13 episodes. I mean, how in the heck they would fit Voyager into 10 episodes. I have no idea. I don't even know how they're going to do it with 13, to be honest. So that was a big rumor going around. I can't confirm, not really a rumor, because she actually confirmed it, but Diana Gabaldon is going to South Africa next week. She and her husband are traveling there. I think they're just going on vacation and are planning on going by the set. So hopefully we'll get some good tweets and photos with her.
Yeah.
So that's pretty exciting. She's been pretty busy trying to finish out her novellas and her short stories and, of course, working on book 9. So I'm glad that she's getting a little bit of time off. And she doesn't travel a whole lot with her husband. So I saw last week somebody asked her if he was going, and she said yes. So, she's very sharing on social media. So maybe she'll get some great shots on set next week when she visits everyone there.
Here's something I wonder.
Yeah, that 13 versus, and that was a big rumor that was apparently put to bed last week.
Awesome. Even though it feels like it's a little bit of news, there has been some. There has really, it's just been spread over such a long amount of time.
Yeah, which is why I think it's good to catch everybody up in one fell swoop,
I agree.
What we've done here,
And especially for people who are new to Outlander, because, it's amazing the amount of people who we talk to over Twitter and different social medias who have just started Outlander. Maybe they're just starting with the rewatch that you were talking about, Anne, or maybe a friend of theirs had lent them a book, or maybe people are going to start having some summer reading eventually in a couple of months, and they'll learn about Outlander that way. So it's just really exciting to be able to check in and know what's going on, because everyone's really excited about season three.
Right. I wonder if Diana is actually going to write another episode of Outlander for season three. I mean, by all accounts, her season two episode was pretty good. I mean, I thought it was all right. So I wonder if they will include her in that process. And what do you think about that?
You know, I know she's been asked online if she's going to write, and she's not said that she's not going to, but she's not said that she is. You know, to be honest, I think she's really going to be heads down in the next, you know, 6 months trying to finish book nine. I think there was some hopes that it was going to be done in 2017. I don't really think so at this point. I think she's still several months away from completing. And when she gets, and she's talked about this, when she gets down to the end of the book, like she's literally up all night long, like trying to finish it. And, you know, that script writing, and she wrote about when she wrote that script, Vengeance is Mine, the episode that she wrote, that was a very laborious, lengthy process that takes up a lot of her time. So I don't think she's going to this season. I'm disappointed if that's the case, but I think she's just going to be really busy trying to finish book nine. And I don't think she's going to really have the time to spend on the script writing process, which is lengthy. But, you know, who knows? She might. They may ask her. I would think we would have heard something by now if she would have written a script, because I think they've completed at least six episodes, and they'll do maybe more like eight, and then the rest are going to be shooting in South Africa. I think we would have heard if she had written an episode for season three. Mm-hmm. So, bummer. I don't think she's going to. But maybe season four, which we know is happening. So we have that to look forward to, maybe.
Well, and anything else you want to get out there that rumor mill or anything else otherwise that all the listeners should know?
I think we have covered everything that at least I have heard. I'm sure we'll have some listeners send us something after they listen to this saying, you missed this, which is great. Please send us that. You know, we're nerdy, but we still miss stuff. I'm hoping that Starz PR is going to kick it up a notch in the next couple of months and just give us a little behind the scenes videos and some other things that just to whet our appetite a little bit. I realize they're going to probably spend most of their time when they get closer to the premiere, but you know, they could be doing some things.
Like a Taste of Paris, you know, part due at, you know, at the very least, I would imagine.
Thing or just like, you know, photos or little, you know, they can do little things with Sam and Kat on set, which they've done before. And Sam and Kat have done Facebook Lives. So I don't know. I hope they will. And otherwise we'll just keep scouring the interweb.
Well, until then,
and reading into every little tweet. Yeah. I'm very thankful that this cast and this crew is so generous with their time. I mean, social media can be a difficult place to share. And this is a very, enthusiastic and sometimes aggressive fandom. And I worry sometimes that our cast and crew are just going to shut down and not share anything. But, you know, they've continued to be very generous. I'm very grateful for that. And I hope that they continue to do that and that we'll get some things from set. And, you know, Outlander Cast Blog has a writer that lives in South Africa. She will be headed to Cape Town, I believe, in a couple of weeks. Is that right, Mary?
Yes.
And it's probably going to get together with some fans. She's going to do a little, you know, surveying of the area and see who she can run into, possibly. So we'll be reporting on that on the blog and any other news that we get. Hopefully we'll share it with our listeners and on our Outlander Cast Clan Gathering Facebook page. So
go to www.
Anything we get, you guys will get.
Go to OutlanderCastBlog.com to receive all of the news that Anne is putting out, as well as all the other great stuff that we do, because we're amazing. That's just how that works.
You're so humble, too, Blake. So humble. Well, thank you so much, Anne, for coming on and filling us in. And honestly, we would look forward to doing more of these episodes with you when more news comes out, because everyone wants to know. Dartlanders take it forever. And it's just such a pleasure chatting with you.
Thanks, guys. It's been fun. And we'll keep digging for the news and make sure that everybody tunes in and can hear what's the latest from our cast and our crew. So thank you very much. This was fun.
All right, my darling. That is it for the news. We have completed everything. What do you think? You think that was a good wrap up for
it
everybody?
Was.
Yeah,
it
I
was.
Think so, too. I think so, too. Are you ready to close out this award-winning show?
I am.
All right, let's do it.
We just wanted to say thank you so much once again for listening. Remind you that we have a newsletter that brings you some of these amazing blog posts from the Outlander Cast blog, big time news, and lets you know when a new episode of Outlander Cast, the podcast, is straight, like it's available. So mm-hmm. if you're not already signed up for our newsletter, you can do that on our website. You can find the link just even by Googling Outlander Cast newsletter. But if you just go to outlandercast.com, you'll find it there. And we really want to welcome you to the Outlander Cast Clan Gathering. It is our exclusive Facebook group. All right. Great conversations happen there. I mean, it's like having your best friend who wants to talk about Outlander, but having, you know, thousands of those friends. Who want to
actually
talk about
over 4,500 of yeah. those friends.
Yeah.
So it's a good personal vetted place for everybody who wants to talk about Outlander in a fun, safe, intelligent way. We really, really love the Clan Gathering, and we definitely want you to join in on it. And we also want you to take a look at patreon.com/outlandercast on our support tab on either the blog or the podcast websites, outlandercast.com or outlandercastblog.com.
You know when you listen to your local PBS station and they're like, this has been funded by you. Well, honest to God, that's what Patreon is.
Right.
That is how you get to help make episodes like this or the blog. I mean, OutlanderCast is a brand. It has the blog, the podcast. We're going to start having some events. Oh my gosh, did I just tell you something? Yes, I did. That's right. I just told you we're going to have events one day. That's right. It's true.
It's actually coming up soon.
It's going to be coming up, but to help make it possible, it's by support like yours. So I especially want to thank Dana Mott Bronson and Nikki Gastineau. Am I saying that right?
Yes, you are.
Look at me. I'm fancy. Because they are two of our patrons who have been incredibly, incredibly generous. All of our patrons have been fantastic. And I'm giving a special shout out to our son, Reese. You want to say hi?
Yeah. Hi.
Can you say Outlander?
Outlander.
On?
Stuff.
That's right. So Reese is not a patron. He doesn't even have $2.
No, if anything, he just takes money.
Yeah. But honestly, thank you all so much. Those of you who are patrons, you've really helped make this possible. And those of you who are not yet, please think about donating, because it is going to mean that we get to have more podcast episodes without my
like
son.
This.
Yeah.
Yes. Without our son interrupting.
Even though I love him.
So that is it, ladies and gentlemen. That is the final thing that we want to cover. And
until next time, I'm Mary Larson.
My name's Blake.
And you've been listening to Outlander Cast. Do you want to say goodbye?
Goodbye.
See you soon.
See you soon.
What's this song?
It's.
What does it sound like? Sound like Outlander?
Yeah.
All right, guys. Much love. Thank you.